Shalom to all. Today's office is Rishalmi Arla Daf Yochas, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud and Vilna Tzurus Daf on Tes Amud Beis, about halfway through with the words Minayin Shein Oilin. And today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basri Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Gemara asks Minayin Shein Oilin, how do we know the Truma's Batal 1 in 100? Amar Biyani answers Ksiv. The pasuk tells us Mikol Chelba Yis Mikdash Mimenu, from its choices, its holiness from it. Now what does this tell us? Davar Shat Meir Mimenu, that which you're separating from it. Sheim Yipol Asoychai, if it falls back into it, Hu Makadshay, it's Makadesh it. What's this referring to? So the pasuk talking about Trumas Meiser, and we know that Trumas Meiser is 1 out of 100, because Meiser itself is 10 out of 100, and then Trumas Meiser is 1 out of that 10. So that means that Trumas Meiser is 1 out of 100. And so Pasuk is telling us, we call Chelbay, when a person separates Trumas Meiser, if that falls back into what he was just separated from, as Mikdash Menu, it makes it Kadesh, which means it asers it. And Mekamahu Achrimeya, that's 1 in 100. And so what's the magic number for Bittul? Reb Elazar Emor, he says, Meisif Sa Umale. A saw has to be added onto this mixture, and now there's Bittul. Whereas Reb Shua Emor, Reb Shua says, Meisif Kol Umala, a little bit needs to be added on, and then there's Bittul. In other words, as we had the Shitas before, Reb Elazar and Reb Yeshua, and therefore for the Rebittul, when Isser falls into Heter, so there has to be a little bit more than what's mentioned in the Pasuk. And the number we just mentioned in this Pasuk is 1 out of 100. So in order to have Bittul, Reb Elazar says, we have to add on a full portion, which means it has to be 1 part Isser falling into 100 parts Heter, and only then there's Bittul. Whereas Reb Yeshua says, it doesn't have to fall into 100 parts Heter, it just has to fall into 99 and a bit parts Heter. That's the Mice of Kalshahu, and then there's Bittul. Now, Reb Yosef Mishulam, he says, going in Shitas Reb Yehuda, Va'id Kav L'meya Sa. This Va'id has to be a Kav per 100 Sa, which means it can't be that the Isser falls into 99 and a bit parts Heter. If we're dealing with Sa, it has to be 99 Sa and a Kav. Where do we get this number of Kav from? Kashtos L'meduma, that's a sixth of the thing that's making a Meduma mixture here. If we have one Sa of Truma falling in, so a sixth of a Sa is one Kav, because every Sa is 6 Kav. And therefore, according to Reb Yosef Mishulam, the way we have Bittul is when we have one Sa of Truma falling in to 99 saw and 1 kav. Now, all these shitas agree on one thing, that there's no Bittul 1 in 99. There's only Bittul when we have 1 part Truma falling into a little bit more than 99. But now we have a different shita. Tani Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon teaches Truma Ayla B'meya. Truma's Bittul in 100, meaning when 1 part Truma falls into 99 parts Chulin, there's Bittul there already. Where do we get this from? Mikavu Chaymer. It's Kavu Chaymer. Im Isser Mitach Isser Ayla. If Isser from Isser is Ayla, Isser Mitach Heter like Kol Shekain. Isser from Heter, wouldn't that for sure be Ayla? What does that mean, Isser Mitach Isser? So this goes back to this pasuk that we had just mentioned before, that when we separate Trumas Meiser from the whole pile, that's Isser from Isser, because before it's separated, everything here is Usser, everything is considered Tevel, and so when we separate that 1 part Trumas Meiser out of the 100, everything becomes Mutter. So for sure, when there's Heter Mitach Isser, of course there's going to be Bittul, namely 1 part Truma into 99 parts Chulin, everything is going to be okay. Now we just have a slightly different Girsa in Divrei Reb Shimon. Skip the word Truma. Is Tanai Tani Isser Mitach Heter? Is Tanai Tani Heter Mitach Heter? One Girsa is Isser Mitach Heter like Kol Shekain, and that's what we had just said before. And the other girsa is Heter Mitach Heter LeKol Shekain. And we explain these Ma'ad Amar Isser Mitach Heter. According to Ma'ad Amar, the girsa is Isser Mitach Heter, which again is the one that we had brought. Why are we using that lashon? Shekain Truma Asur LeKayhanim. That's because Truma is Asur LeKayhanim. So that's what we're saying. Isser Mitach Heter Truma that falls into Chulin, that's for sure going to be Batal. Whereas Ma'ad Amar Heter Mitach Heter, the one who has the girsa as Heter Mitach Heter is for sure Batal. Shekain Truma Mitach LeKayhanim, because Truma is Mutter LeKayhanim. They're both agreeing that we're talking about Truma becoming Batal in Chulin. It's just that one of them is calling Truma Isser because it's Usser to non-Kayhanim, and one's calling Truma Heter because Truma is Mutter to Kayhanim. Now, is the Pasur La Kula Kayhanim? There are those that explain that everything we spoke about here is referring to Kayhanim. Manda Amar Isser Mitach Heter, the one who's guards the Lashon of Isser Mitach Heter, Bimidoma Betruma Tmeya. That's talking about a mixture of Truma Tmeya, namely Truma Tmeya fell into Truma Tahira, and so that's something Usser for Kayhanim falling into something that's Mutter for Kayhanim. Whereas Yud Chasam is on top, Manda Amar Heter Mitach Heter, the one who's guards Heter Mitach Heter, Bimidoma Betruma Tahira. That's talking about a mixture of Truma Tahira, namely 1 part Truma Tahira fell into 99 parts Chulin, and that's Heter Mitach Heter. Now we go on to talk about Bittul of Kachim. Tani, we have a Braisa, Prusa Shal Lechem Apanim, Shanis Arv Mei Prusa Shal Chulin. A piece of Lechem Apanim that fell into 100 pieces of Chulin bread. Vachain, Chaticha Shal Chatas, Shanis Arv Mei Chaticha Shal Chulin. Also, the case could be 1 piece of a Chatas that fell into 100 pieces of Chulin. In both of these cases, La Yalu, there's no Bittul. That's because when we're dealing with Kachim, there's no Bittul whatsoever. However, Rabbi Yehuda argues that Yalu, there is Bittul. And my time is Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda's source? Where does he get this from? The answer is because we have a pasuk, literally, this pasuk means 1 sheep from the flock out of 200 from the Mashke Yisrael, which means from the Sudar, from the banquet of Am Yisrael. And we're understanding this 1 sheep that we're referring to in the pasuk is talking about something that's kachim that got mixed in with non-kachim. Now, how do we know they're referring to Bittul? Because we're understanding these words, Mashke Yisrael, slightly differently than the literal translation. They're understood like this, Midavar Shu Mutter Li Yisrael, from from something that's mutter for Yid to eat. Namely, kachem is going to be batal 1 in 200. So now that we have this pasuk as the source, the Gemara asks, v'kasha, ksev masayim, Rabbi Yuda imer meya. The pasuk says very clearly 200, and Rabbi Yuda said that kachem is batal in 100. So what's with this discrepancy, 100 and 200? And the answer is, ksev chayim, Rabbi Yuda imer shchuten. The pasuk is talking about live animals, whereas Rabbi Yuda is talking about a shechted animal. And mabin chayim shchuten. So what's the difference between a live animal that needs 200 for bittul and a shechted animal that only needs 100? So Rabbi Omar, he explains, chayin asu oisin kedavar shadar kali banais. When the kachem animal is alive and it gets mixed up with chulin animals, it's treated like something that its derech is to count it. We're going to learn later on in the third parak that something sold by minyan count isn't batal even in 1,000. And this is similar in as much as that we're machmir and it doesn't have the regular din of bittul, rather it's batal in 200. But again, it's only referring to a live animal. Once it's shechted, it goes with the regular din of bittul of truma, even though it's kachem, but we're comparing it to truma, and then the bittul is with 100. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continuing to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.